السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
اللہ تعالیٰ کے اسماء میں سے حضور
says that from among the attributes of Allah and the names of Allah is Al-Wasi, and the meaning of that is that being whose provision is covering the whole of mankind and whose mercy is also encompassing everything, and that being who is ghani is covering every need. One meaning of this is also done in the way that that being who gives excessively, abundantly, and that being when people supplicate to him, then he goes on expanding the needs and the requirements of people. And according to some, the meaning is that being who is covering and putting his shadow over everything. So all these meanings are mentioned in the Holy Quran with reference to this attribute of Allah, which is Al-Wasi. Today, Huzur says that with reference to certain verses of the Holy Quran, I will mention the meaning of this attribute, in which Allah Almighty has drawn the attention of the believers to certain important matters. And that subject matter has been linked with his attribute of Al-Wasi. In Surah Al-Baqarah, regarding the misleading of Satan of the people of Allah, Allah Almighty says, in verse 269, he says,
الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْهُ وَفَضْلًا وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. شیطان تمہیں,
Satan intimidates you with the poverty and incites you to do indecent things, while Allah Almighty is promising you the blessing and the forgiveness, and Allah is the one who is always expanding in his attributes and giving his benefit at all times, and he knows everything. Huzur says that in this verse Allah Almighty has mentioned two points. Two things have been mentioned, which the Satan which he does in order to take the servants of Allah away from God. And one is the poverty, the fear of poverty creating in their hearts, and secondly, inciting them to commit indecent and bad things. This fear of poverty, there is various shades of that. Satan said to Allah Almighty that I will sit on the way and I will try my best to mislead the people from the right path. And in order to fulfill this, he did not leave any path unattended where he is not sitting. This sitting of Satan on every path is not because of his own power, but because of the permission of Allah, that okay, if you want to do that, then do it. But remember that all those people who are going to follow you, they are going to fill the hell. Hell will be filled with these people, and this has been mentioned very clearly in the Holy Quran. Then Allah Almighty has warned the people that be careful, that if you want to become my servant, then you have to avoid Satan and be away from him. And the ways of the temptation of Satan would appear to be very attractive, but the result of that is not going to be good in your favor. Regarding this, in so many places Allah Almighty has mentioned with reference to so many things, Allah Almighty has admonished the people to avoid Satan, and the dangers of that have been explained. In one place Allah Almighty said, وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُدِلَّهُمْ ذَلَالًا بَيْدًا. That means that Satan wants that the people should be put in extreme misguidance, and Satan, Allah Almighty says, is going to put you into utter disadvantage and loss, state of loss, and he will appear to you as your friend. And then Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا أَدُوُّ مُبِينَ. That means that certainly Satan is a very open enemy of both of you. That was in relation to Hazrat Adam and Hawa, Adam and Eve. So this is subject does not finish with Adam and Eve. Rather, all men and women, they have been warned in it that Satan is an open, declared enemy of both of you. So therefore, whenever he is trying to mislead you, you should not be deceived in. And you perform good deeds and pay attention to the worship. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in one place that the instances and the stories which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, they are not the things of the past which have been repeated for our benefit, for our knowledge. Rather, actually, they constitute the prophecies regarding future, and these are the things to be repeated in future. So therefore, if you are a believer and you are a true believer, then you should be warned of these things and be aware of these things, that these things could also take place at this time. With the change of the time, the ways of Satan's attack could be changed. Every new invention and every new step which is in the direction of its human's development, while on one side it is benefiting because of its good points in it, also at the same time Satan is also using those things for his purpose. And Allah Almighty says that he is attempting to harm you. If you are going to follow him, then you will get away from the guidance. And this verse of Surah Baqarah, which I have recited, Allah Almighty has mentioned that Allah Almighty puts the fear of poverty in your hearts. The meaning of fakr is poverty, and the meaning of fakr is also the breaking of the backbone. So when Allah Almighty says he frightens you from poverty, that if you do so, then you won't be able to stand up upright. By doing things, by this and this thing, poverty will overtake you. This is what he says. And in this world, which is a progressive world, you will be lagging behind. and never you will be able to establish your position and status if you are going to make sacrifices. So this putting fear by this Satan, he puts a fear in this way with reference to various sacrifices. Sometime he frightens you by saying that this is the time to work, and this time you should not be sacrificing for worship of Allah. Sometime he would try to stop you from financial sacrifices and fear, put the fear of poverty, that if you spend the money right now, then it will be very detrimental to your business. And sometime he would be frightening you in this way, that if you are spending this money at this time today, then your children will go hungry. But those who are truly servants of Allah, they are never deceived in by this attempt of Satan. A few days ago, I was looking at one article in Al Fazl. Somebody in Rabwa, his incident was mentioned, that he was standing at the meat shop, and the secretary of finance went passed by this, and he looked at that person who was buying the meat. His secretary of finance said, and he just as a reminder, he mentioned to him that some of your promise is still due to be paid. And the person asked, how much is that? When he told a certain amount, then immediately it was quite a handsome money, which he immediately paid to secretary of finance and got the receipt. And the meat which he bought from the shopkeeper, he returned that. He said, no, I return it to you, and we will just go on simple food. So these are the type of people who are not deceived by Satan, and who says that you take care of your children, they like to have meat today, and you are depriving those children. So this is what the Satan puts in their heart. So by the grace of Allah, such examples are is not only one, there are hundreds of such examples of such people who not only abstain from eating meat, but sometime for the sake of financial sacrifices they have to go through starvation, but they do not come leave these financial sacrifices. The history of Ahmadiyyat is replete and filled with such examples of sacrifices. There are hundreds of people who die in Pakistan nowadays, and all of a sudden nobody knows who is going to become the victim of the bullet. But Ahmadis are going are offering those sacrifices while they know that because of this act and because of doing this thing, because of living in this particular area, are walking on these paths, there are overwhelming chances that they may be killed because of just being Ahmadi. But for the sake of Allah Almighty, they always go on offering these sacrifices. In Jamaat Ahmadiyya, in the history of Ahmadiyyat, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Hazrat Sayyid Abdul Latif Sahib Shaheed, the chief of the martyrs, his sacrifice is mentioned, is noted there. The sacrifice of Mauli Abdul Rahman Sahib, who was martyred in Kabul during the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. So these are the sacrifices. They have shown to the whole world that these are the people, servants of Allah, who for a specific purpose, for the purpose of the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they do not even spare their lives to be sacrificed in this way. And these are the scores of such instances of such sacrifices are there in the life of Ahmadis, that all of a sudden, as a result of a sudden attack, they got martyred, not only like this, rather very boldly, very openly, standing very firm in their faith, they offered these sacrifices of life. And they offered them, and they offered their lives for this noble cause. So anyway, regarding Satan, Allah Almighty says that he is going to frighten you from sacrifices. Sometime he is saying that you will be you will come under in poverty, you will become poor, and sometime he says that as a result of this sacrifice, your sacrifices will not, your children will not be able to do anything. And when he frightens from the sacrifice of life, then he puts the idea of the children in your heart. Today in this age, this finance is also described as the backbone. So those people who offer the sacrifice of their life and their property and wealth, and they are frightened of the poverty of their children, but they continue to offer their sacrifices, and they are never misled by that. And there are so many other types of sacrifices. Various sacrifices are there about which Satan always frightens the people. The sacrifice of time is there. Every Ahmadi knows it fully well, because by the grace of Allah, all the Ahmadis who are linked with the Nizam-e-Jamaat, administration of the Jamaat, they always give some time for the Jamaat, for the sake of Jamaat. If not more, then at least they go to attend the meetings and the gatherings of the Jamaat which are held. And a large number of Ahmadis are there on Friday at the time of Jummah. They also spend their time and come to offer the Jummah, time of Jummah. And they do not care for these instigations of Satan. And there are, but unfortunately there are some who, those who are even not coming for Jummah or even for Eidain, the two Eids, and they are sacrificing these worship at the cost of their business. And the attention to the prayer is also something which is very alarming. And there is a large number of Ahmadis who are not paying full attention as it should be. There are several reasons for that. And the greatest reason for that is that they are busy in their own business, in their own works, and they do not sacrifice the time for offering the prayer and worship. So Allah Almighty says that Satan frightens you in so many ways regarding your sacrifices. Sometime poverty is there, and sometime he stops you from sacrificing the time for worship, and sometime he tries to stop you in so many ways. In the position of a true believer, Allah Almighty says you should be always very alert against that. So anyway, the various ways are there for Satan to take the people away from God Almighty, who is always trying upon the people. Allah Almighty says that on one side, the fear of poverty, Satan tries to stop you from sacrifices, and on the other side, he is also inciting you to commit indecent things, and then he makes you to spend some money on that. And the worldly people, they spend some money under the deception of Satan. A non-Muslim, non-believer, when the Satan tells these people that and incites them to spend a lot of money for the worldly players on the, maybe on the gambling and the drinking, and so many other absurdities are there. So those people who follow Satan, they spend a lot of money on these things, and they do not realize, because Satan, he tries to, he presents these things in such a way of the worldly pursuit, temporary pursuits, that a person forgets that he is doing something wrong and he is following in the footsteps of Satan. So for the believers, Allah Almighty has said that la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Allah Almighty says that never ever follow in the footsteps of Satan, because he is determined to take you away from God Almighty. And never ever expect anything good coming from Satan. Rather, it is foolish even to think that you can get anything good from Satan, because his job is simply to incite and to take the people to these indecent things and vulgarities. And if we ask any worldly person that, what do you have the concept about Satan, that everybody will say that Allah may protect me from that. But despite that, those people who go away from sacrifices and those who are involved in indecent things and the bad things, these people actually do not know what they are doing. So Satan always takes these people to follow him, and he is fulfilling this thing that I am going to try my best to take away the majority of the people from God. So therefore Allah Almighty has said that you should be warned of this trap of Satan, and very cunningly he is going to mislead you from the right path. And the way of that is that you should always be turning to God Almighty with repentance, and Allah Almighty gives you the promise of forgiveness. Allah Almighty will forgive all your past sins and enable you in future that you can perform good deeds, and you will be able to get the forgiveness and blessings of Allah. Allah Almighty has mentioned the word Yaidukum. The wording has been used that if you are going for true repentance, then the forgiveness is definite. And not only forgiveness will be there, but the doors of his such blessings will be laid open for you, that which is something which is beyond human imagination. In this verse, Allah Almighty has mentioned the first point to which he has drawn our attention, and that is the fear of poverty. That as a result of sacrifices, as I have mentioned, that he is frightening the people of poverty, rather so much destruction, as if as a person cannot stand without the backbone. So the Satan puts in their heart that you won't be able to stand on your back, you know, stand upright because of these sacrifices. But Allah Almighty says Satan is telling the lies. On the day of judgment, he is going to completely disown all these things on the day of judgment. But Allah Almighty promises that he would give you the means of your forgiveness. And as a result of that, while in this life, you will get the blessings of Allah Almighty, and while on the other side, in the life to come, Allah Almighty has put into store that he will be wrapped in the sheet of his forgiveness. And then Satan incites the people to indecent things. By doing those things, the person gets trapped into so many bad things and absurdities and vulgarities. He is trapped into that one. And various types of losses are there which he has to suffer, which are worldly losses. And also, he is going to get the punishment of that in the life to come. But the promise of Allah for the believer is that Allah Almighty is going to increase their reward and blessings, and the doors of his blessings will continue to be open for such a person in this life and the life to come. And they would get nearness to Allah Almighty, and their ranks will be exalted. Allah Almighty says that this promise is from that God who is the Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of earth. He is Al-Wasi, and he has got limitless treasures of his blessings, unending, which cannot be exhausted. Every Ahmadi who is offering any type of sacrifice, he knows it. He knows fully well that as a result of every sacrifice, Allah Almighty gives such blessings that one cannot even think about that. How Allah Almighty is going to help him, no one can think of that. Those people who offer sacrifices, he expands and blesses their provision and their wealth. Some people write to me and they mention those examples that so much blessing was granted to their assets and their belongings that they could not imagine. And those who offer their lives, Allah Almighty blesses in their person and in their wealth so much that even their progeny cannot think of that. Many Ahmadi families are there who have some members of them who have offered the sacrifice, and they have become, they have attained the status of martyrdom, and they are witness to these things, and their progeny is witness to these things, that as a result of these martyrdoms, because of very special blessings of Allah Almighty, they have been blessed with that, and Allah Almighty has caused all these blessings to descend upon them, and as a result of that, they have been able to witness the immense blessings, abundant blessings of Allah Almighty, of that Allah who is Al-Wasi and who is Al-Aleem. And by saying Aleem, Allah Almighty has drawn your attention to this point, that your actions, your deeds, everything is in the knowledge of Allah. He knows it fully well. And any action that you are going to perform in future for the sake of Allah Almighty, then that Wasi, God, He is going to reward you and bless you much more than your imagination. So this is the fundamental point which we should always keep in mind, that Allah Almighty, He is going to bless His devoted servants. How He is going to bless them? That through their repentance and their seeking forgiveness of Allah Almighty, and the sacrifices are not creating the means of their forgiveness, but Allah Almighty has also appointed His angels because of His immense blessings, that those people who are the believers and those who repent, and they are those who are following the path of Allah, and they are offering sacrifices for His sake, for all such people, they should seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty. As Allah Almighty says in Surah Al-Mumin,
الَّذِينَ يَعْمِلُونَ الْعَشَىٰ وَمَنْ حَوَلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ.
That Allah Almighty says that those who are holding the arsh, the throne of Allah, and those who are around Him, they are glorifying Allah Almighty with praise, and they are seeking forgiveness for those believers who have believed, and they say that over Allah, you cover everything with your mercy and knowledge, so you forgive those people who followed your way, and forgive them and protect them from the punishment of fire. So here by holding the arsh is meant the angels in Surah Al-Haqqa on the Day of Judgment, particularly mentioning the angels. Allah Almighty has mentioned that they will be holding the arsh, the throne of Allah, and by holding these people, those people who hold that, it means the angels are those attributes of Allah Almighty on which these angels have been deputed, which have been mentioned in Suratul Fatiha, that Rabb, Rahman, Rahim and Malik Yawmiddin, these are the four attributes which are beneficial to a person to in this life. These are the fundamental attributes, basic, and those who are the believers, and after believing, they pay attention to repentance of to Allah Almighty, and those who turn to Allah Almighty and submit to Allah Almighty and perform good deeds, for them the angels also pray, particularly those angels who have been given this assignment, that they should enforce these attributes to in case of people. And they have been appointed for this purpose. Every angel who has been given this responsibility of a particular attribute, then he, with reference to that particular attribute of Allah Almighty, he prays to Allah Almighty for the forgiveness of these people, those after believing, those who are trying always to get the blessings of Allah Almighty, and always through repentance they should be performing the good deeds. And through repentance and through good deeds, they are going to achieve that. And they should always be protected from the attacks of Satan. And those who are subordinate to these angels, there is a whole setup of the angels. So all these angels who are holding these attributes and those who are subordinate to them, they are also seeking forgiveness for these people who are the servants of Allah. So that is to say that Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty, His true servants, Allah Almighty has, in order to give them the maximum reward, He has also activated the system of His angels, that they should be seeking forgiveness for these people. Through that, while their rewards will be increased, will go on increasing, and also at the same time, they will be enabled to perform good deeds and to seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty because of this forgiveness, the prayer of forgiveness which the angels are making. Every human being is prone to make a lot of mistakes, is filled with mistakes. If the mistakes are there, and if there is he stumbles here and there temporarily because of some mistake, one is not performing these mistakes intentionally, so in that case these angels, they always invoke the mercy of Allah Almighty, and with reference to that one, with the mercy and the knowledge of Allah Almighty, which is limitless, there is no bound, no limit to that one, they say, they beseech God Almighty for the forgiveness of these people, so that they should continue to get some blessing of the mercy of Allah Almighty. And here the angels have sought the prayed for the forgiveness of these people, that they should get the forgiveness through the mercy of Allah Almighty. So the prayer is that out of your limitless blessing, you forgive these people, although your knowledge is also complete and full. You know everything, whatever they are doing, whatever is in their heart, you know that one. And after this good deed that they are doing today, what actions they are going to do in future, you are, the angels say that, O Allah, you know fully well, and your knowledge encompasses that. And it may be, and maybe in your knowledge it is there, that they are going to deviate from the right path or going to hell. But extending your mercy, we pray to you, that you perpetuate their good deeds, so that they should always be inclined to good deeds, and they should always be safeguarded from the punishment of fire. And if your blessing is there, then they will be enabled to do so. So this is the concept of our Rahman Khuda and Ghafur Rahim, who is extremely gracious and merciful, who in order to make arrangements for the forgiveness of his servants and to keep them on the right path, he uses every method. One sin is there, he is only rewarded according to the extent of the sin. But if he does something good, then reward is 10 times more. And when it is sacrifices, then Allah Almighty says that the reward of that is 700 times multiplied. And then Allah Almighty says that even it can be more than that. Because He is Wase, God, who has got this attribute of expanding, and there is no limit to His the scale of His rewarding. But still, how ungrateful is man that leaving this Rahman and Rahim God, who is so gracious and so merciful, and the extent of His reward is unknown to mankind, but still he gets under the the grip of Satan and follows Satan, and he goes misled. There is the prayer is mentioned in Surah Al-Araf.
وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ إِنَّا هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ قَالَ عَذَابِي أُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Allah Almighty says that you write for us, fix for us the good reward for this life and the life to come. and make it a decree, surely surely we turn to you repenting. Allah Almighty said that my punishment will be given to that one whom I like, and my mercy is that which encompasses everything. So I will make it the decree for those people who are righteous, those who pay the zakat, and those who believe in our signs. Huzur says that, as I mentioned earlier on, that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that all these narrations about the prophets mentioned in the Holy Quran, actually they are the prophecies related to future time. So when the mention of the acceptance of these prayers is mentioned and the mercy of Allah Almighty is mentioned, that mercy is also fully expanded today as it was before. Rather, we can say that if this condition is fulfilled, that a human being is trying to fulfill the conditions which Allah Almighty has mentioned, if those conditions are fulfilled, then Allah Almighty, His blessing, which is countless, which is limitless, there is no bound to that one, then Allah Almighty promises that one. And along with that, He is also drawing His attention to the purpose of their creation, that it is right that my mercy encompasses everything. But you also have certain responsibilities which are given to you, and you have to discharge those responsibilities. And you should never follow Satan. And that responsibility is that you acquire the quality of righteousness, you worship me and love me more than any other love, and the responsibilities towards Allah and towards human beings, perform that and go make financial sacrifices and believe in my signs. And those who are the chosen people of God and those who have been appointed by Allah, and their coming is also one of the signs of Allah Almighty. Their advent, their coming. So therefore, because with the advent of these people, there is a series of the signs of Allah Almighty which begins. And we see in this time that with the advent of the Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with his advent, Allah Almighty has started a series of signs, heavenly signs, which was visible in the sign of sun and moon eclipse, and sometime in the form of earthquakes, sometime in the form of plague, and inventions of this time, and this was also promised and which is being fulfilled. And these signs Allah Almighty is continuously showing after the advent of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And these people also, the opponents, they also admit that the earthquakes are there, diseases are there. These things were there before, but they were not so intensified. But when the one appointed by Allah, he claimed that these will happen and this will be in my favor, proof of my truthfulness, then this becomes a sign. So Allah Almighty says that look at my signs and believe in them. And do not reject the one whom I have sent. So if you do so, then there will be no limit of my blessings coming upon you. It will go on expanding. And it will be definitely in favor of those people who are performing good deeds. And apart from that, what else is there? Allah knows better. He punishes whomsoever He likes, as He has mentioned, and whomsoever He likes, He is going to forgive them. But as Allah Almighty has described His mercy, quality of mercy, attribute of mercy, encompassing over everything, so therefore one should always be having hopes of mercy of Allah Almighty all the time, and one should also try to follow His commandments. And this is particularly the duty of a mu'min, a believer. His job is not like this, that that whatever Allah Almighty has made it binding upon him, then he should only take hold to that one, that the mercy of Allah Almighty is very vast and I am going to be forgiven anyway. So this is this will be an act of foolish people, and this is not understanding the attributes of Allah properly. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Islam explains that this verse tells us that Rahmat is very general and very expanded, and the attribute of Ghazab and punishment is specific to certain situations and to people. That is to say that those people who overdo the limits given by God, then this attribute becomes clear in their cases. Allah's mercy and rahmat is very wasi, very vast. And according to his attribute of adl, he decides about that, and then it becomes specific to some people. And when he breaks the law of Allah and exceeds the limit, then Allah Almighty, this attribute of adl, justice, then it creates the occasion for this punishment. And according to this law of Allah Almighty, those people who exceed the limits, they are going to be punished. So therefore, regarding the sinners, he has mentioned that it covers everything. But those people who are righteous, those who pay zakat, and those who believe in the signs of Allah, and those who pray, regarding those people, Allah Almighty has mentioned that my mercy encompasses all of them. So it is the duty of a mu'min, a believer, that he should always try to get this blessing of Allah Almighty, of mercy. And then he should be hoping to get the expanding mercy of Allah Almighty. May Allah enable all of us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ